Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
I met the most beautiful woman last night. I didn't get her name. I must find her.
Oh, how exciting, Your Majesty. If you provide me just a brief description, I would love...
Yeah, I need you to round up all the women from the village so I can look at their feet.
I mean, if you just tell me what she looks like, I'd love...
Just lined up sockless, you know? Just piggies out, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Even just hair color, we could start... Is that her shoe?
I can have you hung, okay? Remember that.
Yes, I'll barefoot. I'll get them.
Good morning, sweet world, and welcome to the No Dunks podcast on the Athletic Network. It's Friday, October 20th, 2023. Welcome to the first drop of the season. I'm J.E. Skeets here in the Classic Factory. To my left, the bearded one, my top shot hot boy, Trey Kirby.
Ayo!
Ayo! And over yonder, the man making the magic happen, super producer J.D.
Here we go again. Hello.
Are you okay?
No.
You've had a busy week.
Very busy week.
A lot going on here in the factory with all of the shows, but yes. Also in your house.
Yeah, big pipe explosion.
Big pipe talk.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a week.
Yeah. Everything okay?
It will be.
Okay, great.
It will be.
Shout out to the stream team joining us live right now on YouTube. Smash that like button and subscribe. We've had a great week here getting ready for the NBA season, which starts on Tuesday. We've debated our favorite over-unders. When it comes to the win totals of all 30 teams, we made our NBA awards predictions. Yesterday, we ranked all the teams across five tiers, from title contenders to lottery lads. So if you haven't, go check out those podcasts and YouTube shows. But we're going to wrap up our week of season previews with some leftover burning questions. Let's do it. Yeah, grab your machetes. And play Four Steps Down.
This is good.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're doing a preview for the UFC.
What do you like in the octagon?
Volkanovski's going up a weight class.
So leftover burning questions, a few of our favorites that we usually do every preseason. And the first one, Trey, who will make their first NBA All-Star game? Where are you going?
No one.
No, don't do that again.
Just kidding, Skeets. I was way off last year. You should probably take the reins on this one. You nailed it last year. You called three people who made their first All-Star game, and SGA, who you had been saying for years.
Sure.
Unfortunately, not for you, the years that were covered by the bet, so I won that.
Yeah.
Didn't win anything. Mm-hmm. Bragging rights only. Who will make their first All-Star game this season? I got three candidates for you, but the first one I think is the most interesting. Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Is he going to do it?
It's definitely possible.
It's definitely possible. He's going to be one of the five most watched players in the league. I wonder if he could get on the strength of the fan vote. I guess it depends. I mean, the Spurs don't have the biggest media operation around them. Obviously, they're not the biggest market out there either, but we've been getting hyped for Victor Wembanyama for a year before he even got to the NBA. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a chance. He's going to be a great defensive player, and like he'll probably be able to average 20 points a game just by being the tallest guy out there and being by the rim quite a bit. So I think it's certainly possible.
He's on the list, but I don't have him at the top.
He's not even
not
my number one choice. Yeah. My number one choice is Paolo Banchero.
Oh, okay.
I think he was a rookie of the year last year, 20 points per game. He could increase his scoring. I think if the Magic are smart, they watched the FIBA fourth place world championship team and saw Paolo Banchero playing at the small ball five, the way he was initiating offense as a big guy, the way his passing has come along, and just his size. Like, I think he's a surprisingly big guy. Like, seeing him standing next to Jokic at the finals last year, I'm like, these guys are the same height? Paolo's pretty thick, too.
Yeah,
like,
he's
not a skinny dude at all, so I think he's already a really good player. I think the Magic will be more competitive this year. He was taken out of the running for an All-Star game last year by being a rookie and by a 5-20 start for the Magic.
Yeah.
So if they're able to play 500 basketball for the first couple of months of the season, I think Paolo could definitely get tabbed.
Great pick. You know, a couple other guys from that fourth-place Team USA team that could be first-time All-Stars. Jalen Brunson, who arguably should have been one last season. I mean, I was going to bat for him over his guy Julius Randle, his teammate there. So he could make it. And Mikal Bridges, obviously having a full season now as the go-to guy on the Brooklyn Nets. I like them. I have them on my list. And in the West, I like the Wembanyama, but I have him behind probably two or three guys in terms of the likelihood in the Western Conference. Jamal Murray is still somehow not an all-star. So for, I think of all these guys, he has this weird thing where he doesn't even need to, like, kill it because he's going to have, like the hangover, if you want to call it, from winning a championship. So he just needs to play the Nuggets to be good, and he is going to get a lot of respect votes, I think, in that regard. So I have Jamal Murray. And then Desmond Bain, who is my most improved player pick. No Ja Morant for the first 25 games. If they surprise people, have a really good record without Ja Morant, and he is their leading scorer, which he should be, probably flirting with 25, 26 points per game. I like his case as well. And then I got to throw some love for, like, Austin Reeves. You talk about the L.A. market, him sort of as the third guy, of course, on the Lakers behind LeBron and AD, but he'll get some love, he'll get some buzz, and he's a great player, and he probably will only get better. So there's a lot of possibilities here. I mean, I even have a couple other guys, but yeah. What do you think of all those?
I think it's great. I think Austin Reeves could start an All-Star game at some point in his career. The dude is a Laker, and he's got a worldwide reputation after the FIBA World Cup. So I think he's definitely in the mix. I think Jamal Murray, like you're saying, as long as he's healthy,
yeah.
He punched his ticket to the All-Star game in the finals last year,
right.
21-10. Who's saying Jamal Murray is not an All-Star? It just hasn't happened yet because of the injuries. The last guy I would throw into the mix, and it's a little contingent on what happens with James Harden, but I think Tyrese Maxey is a guy who should be in the mix for an All-Star game this year. You heard Embiid say in the preseason, if he's our lead guard, I'm going to get him to the All-Star team. And an easy way to rack up assists is by being Joel Embiid's pick-and-roll partner. I think Maxey was about 24 points per game in the games that Harden didn't play last year. So if the Sixers trade Harden or tell him to stay away from the team until they figure something out, they give the keys to Maxey. He's definitely in the mix for me.
Yep. And then a couple other young guys who you could see it happening for. Mobley with the Cavaliers, being the only guy on that team who has not been an All-Star. I know Jared Allen before Nets, but obviously their backcourt. That's a possibility, though, because, you know, he already has great numbers, and they could just continue to go up, 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 and they win, win, win. Franz Wagner, another Orlando Magic player, possibility. And then maybe even Scotty Barnes if the Raptors are actually you know, he's got this lead role position. He could have some really funky numbers, I think, like in terms of filling the box score. And they would have to win. And, he would be on the depth chart behind a Siakam, likely. So it's like, are the Raptors going to have two All-Stars? No, but we've talked about it before. There's only 24 spots. No. There's way more.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. There's 28 to 30 when you start considering all the injuries and guys not wanting to play and all that. So you somehow sneak in that way. So, yeah, we named a lot of guys there. But let's hear from everybody in the stream team, everybody listening later. Let us know at NoDunksInc on Twitter. All right, next one. First player to score 50 points in a game. You sort of called it last year. You did. You said Joel Embiid. He did it. He was the first night somebody went for 50. It just happened to be with Darius Garland as well in two separate games, both going for 50 plus. So who's doing it this year? First.
It's a great question. I'm debating. Is it going to be Giannis Antetokounmpo or Dame Lillard?
Oh, okay.
I think they're both going to do it at some point this season. Yeah. I mean, you've heard them both saying so far in the preseason, I've never played with a guy who gets double teamed like me. So for the other guy, it's going to be easy. Sometimes there will be teams that decide we're taking the ball out of Dame's hand. We'll make Giannis a scorer or a playmaker. Good luck. He could get 50. We've seen him do it in a finals game. Dame, obviously, if you're not doubling him, he could just shoot over the top. He's got deep, deep range, gone over 50 multiple times. So give me Giannis.
You're going to go Giannis?
Yeah, I'll go Giannis.
Okay. Getting to the free throws, I assume, that game, knocking them down a lot. I sort of did the same thing. I look at the Phoenix Suns and I go, who's going to do it first? Is it going to be Booker or Durant? I mean, I'm not including really Beal, but I guess technically he could too. We know he can get hot, but I'm going to go with Devin Booker again. I took him last year. He wasn't first, but he was one of the first players. He did it a couple times, and he scored like 50 plus in like very limited minutes in one of the games against the Bulls. So
yes, he did.
I'll go Booker, but I want to throw some love to Jordan Poole too. I want him to do it in the Wizards' first game. I want him to go for it right away. He's already had a 41 burger in the preseason. He will go for 50. He will have a 50-point game, I would assume. at some point in the regular season.
He should.
Just will it come first, or how soon will it come, and how many, I guess. But anyone else on your list? Any dark horse picks?
My darkest horse is Anfernee Simons.
Oh, I like it.
Career high of 45, I think, heading into this season. He's had the opportunity, for sure, but he's a high-volume three-point shooter and a good three-point shooter, and I think he's kind of even more going to have the ball with an opportunity to work. So I think he goes over 50 at some point
that
this season.
That is a great call. He will have a game where he hits 10 threes.
Yeah, it's possible.
There's
definitely
30
possible,
points
yeah.
right there. Obviously, you got to get to the line a little bit, hit some jumpers, and maybe you're flirting with 50. I had him on my list, but we said a million guys, as a potential first-time All-Star. I mean, a lot of things would have to break right. We think they'll be bad, so that'll hurt him playing for the Blazers. But sometimes a guy on a really bad team just has unbelievable stats and gets selected by the coaches when you get into like the final pick. So if he's putting up – the guy could score like 26, 27, 28 points per game. He really could. He's the best player on the Blazers. Then maybe. But I like that pick for first player to score 50. All right. We're moving with some pace here. I love this. Lottery team from 22-23 with the best chance of making the playoffs. And before you answer, this is going to be difficult because you look at both conferences. It's not easy to shake up the teams, the order in either conference, especially the East. You got the Bucks, the Celtics, the Sixers, the Cavs, the Knicks, and the Heat. All likely playoff teams, you know, obviously aspirations. That's six near locks for eight playoff spots. We're also pretty confident in the Hawks being one of those teams again. You know, they came in by way of the play-in, just like the Heat. So that's seven returnees. So, wow, one team, maybe, right? In the West, Nuggets, Kings, Suns, Warriors, Clippers, Lakers sort of feel like near locks, and then the Grizzlies are a big question mark, but we think they're in. So that's seven as well. So who of all these other teams do you think is most likely to get in?
Okay, so you're saying I got to get into the top eight?
I mean, yeah.
Not top 10 or top six.
You've got to be confident, even if they come in through the play-in, that they get into the play-in and then they got to get in. But to me, the playoffs are those eight that ultimately are in their first-round series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. If you put it that way, I think I got to go with the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
They tanked away the season last year, and they had a huge trade at the trade deadline, and this was a team that early in the season, Skeets, before they even did the Kyrie deal, you were talking about they don't have enough. They just do not have enough players. Luka will wear down over the course of the season. Then they traded for Kyrie Irving and had even fewer players and could not figure out the crunch time offense, and this is a team that played so many clutch games last year. So I think they'll be better this year. The team is a lot more coherent. They seem to be deeper, though there's a lot of unproven guys. Like, they're going to probably be relying on two rookies to play serious minutes, which could go either way. Usually is not great, especially with a young guy like Derek Lively as a center. Like, that probably is not going to be a successful short-term experiment, I don't think. But I do think the top-end talent between Luka, Kyrie, and adding Grant Williams. Like, Grant Williams as a third-best player, not great, but he's still a lot better than the third best player they had last season, and a professional guy who can actually play a little bit of defense. So I think they'll be a little bit better on that side of the ball. And all it comes down to is Kyrie and Luka figuring out how to play alongside each other and putting up, I don't know, 30 in Luka's case, 25 in Kyrie's case, and then hitting the important shots at the end of the game.
Okay, you're going the Mavericks. That's solid. I'm going to go with the Thunder, which is probably a pretty obvious pick. I mean, they're the youngest team in the league last season. Their average age, 23. And then what they do this summer? Well, they got more talent. Young talent, really. Chet Holmgren, obviously back from a foot injury. He's looked incredible in preseason. Cason Wallace, I think, is going to get some opportunity. Their high draft pick. They signed Micic, two-time EuroLeague MVP, who averaged 16-5. And those are actually pretty good numbers when you look at overseas numbers in a shorter game and all that. So more talent on an already good squad that went 40-42 last year. With probably SGA still getting better. Obviously, both of their Jalen Williams, Giddy, Dor. I mean, you just go on and on and on. It feels like a 45-win team, so yeah, they're probably in the playoffs. So I'll pick them. But I wanted to get your thoughts on something that Ziller wrote in his Good Morning It's Basketball newsletter this morning. A great article. What is the standard for NBA disappointment? Like what we did yesterday, he put them into tiers.
Okay.
So it's like, to give you an idea, like the first tier is there's no disappointment possible for the Blazers, the Wizards, and the Spurs. And then he makes the case why.
Okay.
And there's probably some truth to that. Like, it really doesn't matter what their record is at the end of it. And then there's teams that would be disappointed not being in the play-in mix. The Hornets, the Pistons, the Nets, the Jazz. Missing the play-in, the Magic, the Pacers, the Rockets, so on like that. But he had, Ziller did, as a disappointment season, losing in the first round. So win a round or you're going to be sad. Your Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but much higher than some of the other teams that we also had them lumped with, be it, you know, my Raptors, the Mavericks, the Pelicans, the Hawks, the Thunder. I just thought that was interesting that he didn't have the Bulls with those ones, but win a first-round series, or it's disappointment. What I'm getting at is, man, I think you're going to be disappointed. winning a first-round series, bro, I don't think so.
Well, I won't be disappointed. I don't anticipate the Bulls winning a first-round series. Who does? Literally nobody. I have not seen one positive piece of Bulls preseason propaganda here, Skeets. I don't think anybody's expecting them to win a first-round playoff series. I would say it's more of a disappointment if the Hawks don't win a series.
Yes.
Well, easily.
I mean, this is what I'm confused by. Like, in this group, Ziller has the Cavs, of course.
Definitely.
They would be very sad if they didn't win a first-round series. The Knicks, yes. They won one last year. They beat the Cavs. They should do it again. The Kings, 100%. You know, now that they're trying to become, like, a reputable franchise here. Yeah. The Timberwolves, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, with the construction of their max contracts and all that. And then, yeah, he's got the Bulls in there. So I thought, oh, interesting. I want to get your take on that. But
look, they do have three All-Stars.
Yeah, I guess
you can pitch that as a disappointment, but to me, the Hawks, the Raptors, they're all the same team. Like, they've got some decent players who are very highly paid, and none of them have more than a winning a round ceiling, and I don't even think that's the case, really, for the Bulls and Raptors. Like, I think the Hawks could do it, but not those other two teams.
Yeah, Ziller writes about the Bulls. They've been quite static, and they need to justify what they are doing. That means making the playoffs and doing something in them in Ziller's mind. Otherwise, it's time to pivot. So that's his thinking there on that. Go check out Good Morning, It's Basketball. Awesome newsletter there from Ziller. All right, next question. Who is the team most likely to disappoint? Last season, we sort of nailed this question. Tass went with Zion in the Pelicans. Okay, he played 29 games. That was disappointing. You went with the Suns. You said they're on the pathway to being stale. Like, they finished 45-37. They make the big KD trade, but, you know, I thought that was okay. I'm not disappoint, maybe a little harsh, but whatever. And I went with the Clippers because I was like, why are they being talked about as a number one seed in a championship contender? That's silly. And they finished 44-38. So no, we did pretty well last year. Let's see if we can do it again. Which team is most likely to disappoint?
It might be the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, you sly dog.
Oh, it is nerve-wracking to pick the Mavericks to succeed because it basically feels like it's going to come down to, can Luka and Kyrie make shots at the end of the game? Because though their defense may be a little bit improved and the team has gotten better, like, they're not significantly better than all these other teams that are in the middle of the Western Conference. So it's not hard to see the Mavericks staying where they were last season and having a disappointing season, finishing 11th. Oh. That would be a crushing disappointment after the Kyrie trade and then signing him to an extension. That would be bad. Then, I mean, obviously you got to include the Clippers and the Pelicans. Like, it's pretty likely that their best players miss significant amounts of time.
Yeah.
And that's a disappointment once again.
Yeah. What about the Philadelphia 76ers? Things just go terrible here.
You have expectations?
I mean, expectations at least to make the playoffs, to win a series, if not two. Nurses in there now, obviously a new voice. You do have the MVP, reigning MVP in Embiid. Obviously, they're figuring out what to do with Harden. I mean, I could just, like, they should be, like, no-brainer 50-win-ish team, at least winning a playoff series, at least one. They struggle with the second one.
That's a tough one.
But you could also, you could convince me things just go terribly and you've got Embiid sort of sulking and you know, they get off to a bad start and it's just bad vibes all around. Like, I could see that happening. It's probably unlikely, so maybe to answer most likely, that no, they won't. But I don't know. They're on my little list here. I just, it could go bad really quickly, I think.
It could go bad, but if Embiid wins the scoring title again, he'll be happy. Like, that's really, he'll be very happy with that. That's the thing. I just don't have very many expectations for the Sixers. Like, even if they bring Harden back, do you have any faith in them doing anything in the playoffs?
No, he won't.
Winning
two
rounds?
First off, he's not coming back.
No, exactly.
No, he's not playing.
But I mean, imagine James Harden, like, enjoyed the offseason. He's still friends with Daryl Morey. He comes back energized. Do you think that's a championship team?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Agree.
No. I'm just like, I can't wait for like Nick Nurse to be calling out Joel Embiid like in the media, like, you know, 3 weeks into the season. Like, that could happen. That could happen. Any other teams? Like, I mean, I guess like to do what you just did, the Thunder could disappoint because their expectations,
a lot of expectations,
are sort of through the roof. They're sort of in the boat now that some of us were last year with the Kings. So we were like, nah, this is the year. They finally snapped the playoff drought. You know, they got some stars there now. They got a new coach and all that. And they lived up to it. I mean, they lost in the first round, but it took Curry scoring, you know, 50 in a game seven. Okay. But that's where the Thunder sort of are now. They're like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, this is a playoff. Yeah. I mean, I just said it. They should be a playoff team. They look like a playoff team. They've got an all-NBA guard. They're, you know, they're well coached. They're deep. All their guys are going to get better. But so that just sets you up for disappointment, unfortunately, if you don't meet the expectations. Yep. Yeah,
I'm also, I mean, I could see the Suns being a disappointing team. They've got three great players. They've got a couple of good players in Nurkic, Eric Gordon, and Grayson Allen. And then they've got all of these minimum contracts of people that you like, that you were excited to see on a team. But guess what? Every one of those guys was let go by their team and available for a minimum contract. Yeah. They could all suck. They could all be terrible. Kevin Durant could go down with an injury. Devin Booker could go down with an injury. And suddenly you're looking at a Wizards team. But it's the Suns.
Yeah, and I mean, they're like, what's their goal here? Their goal is to win a championship. Yeah. So, yeah, they have to reach the top of the top here to hit those goals. So, yeah, you could, you know, anything less, is it seen as a failure? Yeah. But there's a lot of teams like that, right? Celtics, Nuggets, Warriors probably still, Lakers, the Heat are there. The Bucks, of course, and the Suns. That's a lot of teams that are like, win a championship or you had a bad year.
That's right.
That makes for a fun season. All right, final question here. Best and worst new City Edition jerseys that we know about. They're not all out. Some are just leaked, but we've seen a lot of them at this point. Let's start with the good ones.
It'll be quick.
There's not many. But what's your favorite new City Edition jersey?
I like the Timberwolves 10,000 Lakes uniforms.
Yes.
These blue and white swirly jobs that we saw in the middle of the offseason. Like, Minnesota's getting their rollout game on early here.
Yes.
This was like June or July, I feel like, that we saw these. Then obviously they've got their inaugural uniforms as well. I'm not a huge fan of like the Timberwolves' general look right now, but I think they did a good job with their throwback jerseys. And then these, I think, look really, really cool. I think the look of them is definitely enhanced by being against a stark white backdrop in all the photos. So we'll see what it looks like when they're on the court. But I thought this was a pretty unique look, and I like the way it plays back to a thing everybody knows about Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes.
I like it. Those were good, and you're right. I feel like we've known about those ones for
a long time.
Months.
Yeah.
These ones are a little more new. Again, these are leaked. I don't think they're official, but the Suns going with the, you know, Spanish version of the Valley. And I just love the color on these ones. I'm a big purple fan, but I love these. I love the colors down the side there. Sort of screams Taco Bell a little bit, like the colorway, in a good way, though, with that little sunset gradient there on the numbers. I'm a fan of these. I think these are going to look really cool on the court as well. So I like these ones.
Yeah, the Suns have been smacking it with their
Their
second sets. Like, last year I was a little looking sideways at the turquoise ones, and then they got on court, and I was like, these look incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are saucy.
Yeah.
Diablo saucy.
So, now let's get to the worst ones. And, man, like, Kyle Kuzma tweeted, Nike is ruining the nostalgia of jerseys. Every year it's a new jersey, and what gets lost is in brand identity. And I saw Deadspin write, the NBA City Edition uniforms that have been revealed so far feel like Nike has quiet quit on the idea. Because there are a lot of, like, what? That's the City Edition? Like, it just feels like they came up with it in, what, like 10 seconds? They're like, yeah, that's fine. Okay. Like, a lot of them.
Or, like, they came up with 20 designs the first year. And all of these ones got crossed off, but then they came back to it. They're like, well, we still got this.
Got to keep doing them, yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
And that's the dumb part. You don't got to keep doing them every year. They shouldn't.
No,
I think MLB does it better with their Connect, you know.
It's not a,
they don't
the
do
same
it.
Teams don't get them every year,
no,
right?
That's,
like, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. So anyway, of all the crappy ones we've seen, which ones do you think are the worst?
I do like that Kyle Kuzma has his hair dyed blonde with a kiss
yes.
on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's right. This guy's got a kiss dyed into his hair, but he is completely right about the aesthetics of these jerseys. Not the worst jersey, but my favorite jersey reveal is there's a clip going around of the Cleveland Cavaliers unveiling their new jersey, and the timing of it is just hilarious. Like, as soon as the curtain drops on the mannequin, the guy's like, oh, that sucks. It's like, as the music is building, theirs is just kind of mid. It says the land on it. It looks okay, but my worst is the Miami Heat Heat culture jerseys. They just put the word culture on their jersey.
I know.
It just looks so bad.
It looks so bad.
Give me like a drop shadow on the red number or something. That looks weird.
And the most ironic part about you picking the Heat as the worst is, you know, they got really all of this started back in the day with their City Edition Vice jerseys.
Yeah.
Like, those were good and incredible, and, you know, they had the variations and all that. But also, why is this photo taken on, like, a Chicago Bulls rug?
Yeah. Who has this?
I mean, you could have picked the Bulls, too, for being honest.
Yeah, it's underwhelming. I think they asked for the smallest possible number on the front.
Who, the Bulls did?
Yeah, make it smaller, actually.
Yeah, so Heat culture, not a fan of those. I'll go with the Clips. These are fairly new, these leaked jerseys. Yeah, the Clippers. We're just going by Clips. And just so you know, they're a basketball team. There's a little basketball on the eye there.
The basketball dot on the eye is too funny.
Oh, my God.
This... It looks like an NBA paint.
It looks like
something.
Chips Ahoy's logo to me, too. Right?
Okay, Clips Ahoy is actually pretty good.
Yeah, with the the boat. Clips Ahoy!
You could easily change that to a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah!
The little basketball. It would look the exact same.
Okay, maybe NBA paint can get on that. But
Clips
Ahoy, so,
I like it. Oh,
there's
good
so many
them.
Bad ones. I don't like the look of these Raptors ones that have been leaked, like the gold.
The gold, oof.
They looked like a little barfy gold to me. Maybe they'll look better, I don't know. There's H-Town for the Rockets. I don't know if you've seen that
one.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Like, a lot of them are just like, like, why? You never want to be left going, why though?
Yeah.
Why do we need these? We don't. That's the part that stinks.
And the thing that I think is the worst about the program is that when they have a good one, they got to move on from it so quickly. Like the Suns, the Suns is great right now, but their Valley, the black ones that they wore like in the finals, those were awesome. The Jazz had like their gradient ones. Those were sweet, but they just can't keep them for long enough, and they got to move on to the next one. So when they actually have a hit, it doesn't stick around long enough.
Yeah. So do you think they honestly should like get rid of like this every year we need a new City Edition jersey? Like, no, you don't. Maybe every couple years.
We don't need it.
We don't need it.
You go to a game and you see people buy every single one of them. You're like, somebody has that jersey? I forgot about that jersey.
Yeah.
And they're wearing it.
Oh, my God. Some of these, like, in 30 years from now at Coachella, and you're rocking one of these, people are like, what the hell is that? Maybe they'll be cool by then because they were so ugly or so uninspiring. But, yeah. All right. Well, let's hear from you guys out there. From the ones we know, again, not every team has released them. I think the Hawks, we're still waiting on them for a city.
That's true.
There's a couple other. But let us know your favorites. And your least favorites when it comes to these city editions, at least. All right, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, a little Is This News.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, still here in the Classic Factory on a Friday. It's The Drop. Hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube and wherever you download and listen to your podcasts. Let's get into Is This News. Yeah, a few headlines for Trey and everybody joining us live and listening later. First one from the Associated Press. James Harden misses Thursday practice due to personal matter. Is This News?
like, I know what the personal matter is. He personally does not want to play for the Sixers, I believe.
I personally think my GM is a liar.
What's the matter? I personally do not want to be here. This is getting newsier. Newsier and newsier.
Yeah.
You know, early on it was James Harden didn't show up to media day, but he did show up to practice. Out in Fort Collins, Colorado?
That's right.
We saw pictures. They said he was a participant.
Hey, he looked good.
Yeah. But now he's missing games. And now it's seeming, according to Nick Nurse, like he will not be playing in their final preseason game, which I think is tonight. The season starts next week.
That's right.
Things are coming to a head here with regards to James Harden. And I think he's showing the Sixers, like, yeah, I'm playing it kind of low-key right now. He's just skipping stuff. Just preseason stuff. Ain't no big deal. He's just skipping practices. But if that's what he's doing right now, can you realistically give him the ball once the season starts and be like, yeah, man, you're a starting point guard?
No, because what does that also say to the rest of your team?
Yeah.
It's like, he was gone for all of preseason, basically.
He's good.
No practice, but yeah, he's part of the team, guys. No. I mean, he's going to start probably costing himself money, I guess. I would assume if they do not trade him here, you're hearing some rumors that this is going to happen here maybe at some point over the weekend before the start of the season. I'm on record saying they should. Do not go into the start of the season with this still hanging over you. Harden did say last week his fractured relationship with team president Daryl Morey could not be repaired, and he compared it to a broken marriage.
Mm.
And he said over the summer that he will and could not play for the 76ers. Yeah. So I cannot do it. Now, this personal matter thing, like, I mean, this is new. I mean, I hope nothing is wrong. It feels like nothing is wrong. It's a very weird coincidence. If something is suddenly wrong in his personal life, this is just, I don't know. I mean, why are they adding this then? Everybody knows he just doesn't want to play for the team.
Yeah, he wants
doesn't
to play
want to
for
be
the Clippers.
There. Trade me. So we will see. Do you think this does go down over the weekend?
No.
Wow.
No, I think Daryl Morey is going to wait it out until the deals get better, or at least until the Clippers decide to come up off of Terrence Mann, which has been the sticking point thus far. I mean, 2 months until December 15th, and a lot more players are eligible to be traded. A lot can happen in 2 months. And the last time James Harden, well, I guess not the last time, but the previous time when he was trying to get out of a team with the Houston Rockets, they waited until the deals got better. So I think that will be the same case for Daryl and the Sixers.
Just do it all over again.
Yep.
All right, next headline. From the Score, our old stomping grounds. NBA considering changes to the All-Star Game format. East versus West, possible again. Yeah, Commissioner Adam Silver said on ESPN, changes are a-coming to the All-Star Game. And he hinted that the current format of top vote-getters serving as captains and drafting their own teams, that may be shelved. And that maybe we do just go back to the olden days when it was East versus West. Is this news?
Not yet, I guess. But the newsiest part to me was Joe Dumars' quotes, who said, there's a happy medium somewhere between a hard-fought playoff game and what you saw last year. When you have the reaction that fans had and people had around the game, and just visually it matters because it didn't make the product look good. That was a bad All-Star game last year. A lot of guys were missing.
Yep.
But it was definitely underwhelming, and I think it's pretty hilarious that Joe Dumars is like, you don't have to play as hard as this if it's a playoff game.
No.
Nobody's expecting that. We just want a little bit of competition, similar to like 2020 All-Star when Kyle Lowry was taking charges in the fourth quarter, the first year of the Elam ending, right? It did come down to free throws. That's just how it has happened. But last year, it was a blowout, even with the Elam ending in effect. The thing is, they're always trying to fix this with the format, and it all comes down to the players care.
Yeah.
And they don't right now.
Yeah.
And they send Joe Dumars out there for all of these different things to kind of give a stern talking to the players. It feels like it's like all that resting science, that doesn't work. You guys aren't trying hard enough. You need to play harder. I agree. But it is a boomer take, and hopefully boomerism actually wins out here.
Yes. This is we've had six now All-Star games where we've done the whole leading vote getters. Yeah. Serving as captains, LeBron, a captain all six times, Giannis three times, Durant twice, Steph Curry once.
Okay.
I think is the breakdown. But before that, the 66 All-Star games prior, whatever it is, we had the East versus West format. But, changing whether it's LeBron, Team LeBron versus Team Giannis, or the Eastern Conference versus the Western Conference, that doesn't matter at all to just trying to get them to play a little bit harder and give us more of an entertaining game. And they should. They, you know, casuals do turn into this. You know, it's a tentpole event in the NBA season, and it's not a good look when you turn over to it and it's like, what are they doing? Like, no one cares. They don't feel like they want to be there. It's the end of the long weekend. I get all that. You know, their weekend, I should say. But it's like, ooh, that's bad product. And they're trying to sell this thing for billions upon billions upon billions of dollars here for the new NBA media rights. This would be good timing to have a very good All-Star game, is my point, for negotiations if they're not done by then.
Sure.
It just helps. It can only help. But I'm okay with going back to East versus West.
They didn't need to change it in the first place.
No.
I mean, it was fine when they were splitting it up, and we had some cool moments during the draft, but they didn't have to change it to East versus West. But also, like, if you go back to East versus West, it makes everybody think, well, are you going back on the play-in tournament? Are you going back on the in-season tournament? You're just going to change everything back eventually?
I'll give Silver this. He's not afraid to try it, and then I guess, we'll give it a go, and if it doesn't work, we can always go back if we have to, which you can, which they might. The drafts, do you think they were a success overall?
Some?
Yeah.
Some of them? Like, honestly, like LeBron laughing about dunking on James Harden? Like, that was a funny moment. Yeah. I guess we had a long tail sort of interesting kind of thing happen with Giannis picking Damian Lillard over Jrue Holiday, which LeBron called out right away and then paid off, 8 months later when Lillard actually went to the Bucks. LeBron is good. LeBron has always been good in them. I think there have been great moments with Durant, with Curry, and with Giannis as well. So, I mean, I've enjoyed it, but I also don't feel like it's a totally necessary thing.
No. Jokic, didn't he draft himself, really, this past All-Star weekend? Didn't he just get up and put himself
on
a team?
Yeah, he's like, I'm on that team.
Yeah, I guess I'll go over there. All right, well, let's hear your thoughts. Do you care at all about the All-Star game format? You want East versus West? You want them to keep drafting? What do you think? Final one from the Salt Lake Tribune. Utah Jazz will stop selling Michael Jordan Jumpman shirt after backlash from fans. We have a photo of the shirt. It is the Jumpman logo. It's that silhouette flying over the name of the Utah Jazz. Michael Jordan and the Bulls beat the Jazz twice in the NBA Finals. One tweet I read said, "This is an absolute travesty. Some of us cried that day." So the shirt has been pulled from the Jazz team store. I don't think you could buy it online.
It hasn't been pulled.
Did you try to buy one?
No, I called the Utah Jazz team store and I said, send me every one of these. I love it. I think Michael Jordan designed this personally.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, he said, send this to Utah. You got to wonder, though. Jordan sponsors, every city jersey, right?
Yeah,
so is there a Pistons version of this? Would be hilarious. Is there a Knicks version of this? Would be pretty funny as well. Or did they catch it early enough to say, we're not going to our store?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We haven't seen photos. I don't know if people are in the stores. I would assume they caught it and said, Knicks fans would go nuts, right?
Oh, yeah, they would hate it.
I mean, Jazz fans are one thing. Knicks fans are a whole other level. No, I don't know. But you're right. So you're telling me in theory, I don't know, there's a Portland Trailblazers Jumpman logo that looks exactly
like that,
really?
Yeah, that'd be pretty weird. What a weird shirt. Put a giant Jordan logo on it and your name barely at the bottom. It's like making a shirt of your number one hater. I had that guy back in the TBJ comments days, called me fat every single day.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to get a Surge shirt. Surge. That at the bottom it says Trey Kirby.
All right.
Yeah, that's right, Surge. You still hurt my feelings.
Jeez, man.
I hope you're still listening, though.
I hope you got fat, Serge. Yeah, I said it.
Because I did it, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks for the motivation.
All right, let's get to some five-star Friday fun. Let's do it. What do we do for this?
What do we do for this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, every first Friday of the month during the NBA season, we will read five-star reviews from Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
Now, this is not the first Friday of the month.
No.
We're also not reading five of them.
Okay, good.
It's the preseason.
Yeah.
Okay?
We just got to get warmed up.
Yeah. And look, I know what you're thinking, Serge. We had five good ones, okay?
Oh, easily. We had 50.
But we trimmed them down
because
we wanted to keep this moving fast, which I'm derailing right now by speaking to a man who may not listen to the show anymore. But we got some 5-star reviews here. Our first one is from Dr. Hoop Little. 5 stars.
Okay.
Oh, no, this one's from
The
Nasia Boy. No extra stuff, pure b-ball. I love this podcast, man. No constant annoying ads. No weird podcast theme music randomly playing. They don't go off topic too much, but when they do, it's not too long and it's playful. Consistent uploading, too. Keep it up.
Hashtag sarcasm?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like we do all those things. So
do I. We definitely consistently upload.
We that do is that. True. So that is true.
Yeah, but, I mean, we do all the other things, too.
Yeah.
We go off on tangents. We always come back.
We do.
You know, music, definitely blaring in every once in a while. I think it just happened with the 5-Star Friday. But, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It was 5 stars. That's all I care about.
That's right. We'll take the 5 stars and the constructive criticism. People are saying, is this opposite day? All right. Our next one from Dr. Hoop Little?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Day pretty good. Make a nice podcast about basketball. Talks about their Survivor and baseball podcast that are cool too. Mattio is the one who brought me here. He's a cool guy. Definitely very tall and ripped. When JD talks, I feel like my third eye has opened. Would listen again. Good luck, guys?
Question mark.
Yeah, sure. It's hard to end it. Good luck on the season? Yeah, thank you, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't need a question mark.
No, good luck. But, like, do we need good luck?
No. You make your own luck. And we're good.
Bars. Nicely done.
So Matty O sent him.
Yeah.
Here. So he's an Is This Good fan.
He may be a pee hound.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And has now made his way over to No Dunks. And sounds like flirts with a little No Bunts and a little No Buffs.
We love it. Sweet.
Yeah. I mean, there are some diehard fans out there in the No Dunks universe, if you want to call them that, that consume not only every No Dunks episode.
Mm-hmm.
But every episode across all of our channels,
yeah,
the baseballs, the Survivors, and then the Is This Goods. That's commitment.
How you do it.
That's commitment.
That's how you do it.
I can't do it.
I do it.
Well, you do it because you're generally producing everyone or on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. No, you know what? I probably have missed some No Bunts.
Yeah.
You know, with Tass and Joel throughout the season. It's a long season. But every Is This Good I've listened to. Of course. I'm on every No Buffs. So, yeah, I'm pretty... Yeah. I'm like a 90%.
Yeah.
Listen rate.
Nice.
That's not bad.
I go up and down. I'm a Is This Good binger. I'll let them sit for a little bit. Yeah, and then I'll listen like 3 in a row. Off. Yeah.
They're pretty evergreen. So
definitely. Yeah.
Perfectly.
Accepted. And just to tease an upcoming Is This Good, you guys had a guest on.
We did.
Kartnark.
The Kartnark.
Yes.
Agent Sebastian.
If you know who Kartnark is, you're going to be, I assume, excited for this Is This Good podcast coming up, next week?
Monday.
Okay.
We'll be on Monday.
The Kartnark himself. Not Derek Karkner, who we also know. No, Kartnark. He'll be on, so I can't wait to listen to that.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah.
Final 5-star review comes from Chris Hash. Easy way to know they're the GOAT. If I had to choose to only listen to one NBA commentary/analyst for the rest of my life, it'd be them. By this point, I began with the starters. They're basically old friends. Because you can't make friends when you're middle-aged. It's a rule.
That's tough.
Yeah, we got a lot of these saying we're kind of old friends for people. Sure. And a lot of people, like you're saying, Skeets, have listened to a lot of shows for a decade at this point. So you've grown up with us. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. This
was the funniest one, though.
Okay, well, we appreciate it. What is the best way to make friends when you're middle-aged like us?
Play basketball.
Yeah, I was going to say it's
yeah.
It's probably join a team of some sort or at least
do
a club.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. JD, pickleball friends? Lots of them.
I have made a bunch of pickleball friends, so yeah. They're all old though. They're all older than me.
Oh, that's a good
point.
That's
good.
Which is great. Because
you're like doing the opposite of what you've done for a long time. I mean, you went to school older.
Yeah.
Came friends with a lot of people who are, for the most part, younger than you.
That's true.
And
that's
now,
true.
Now you're flipping it on its head.
Yeah. I basically want it when I'm actually old. I mean, I'm getting pretty old. But when I'm actually old, I want like 15 years of pickleball under my belt. So I'm like the king of the court.
So you're good.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Like what? Like what age? Like when you're 70?
Yeah, when I'm 70, I'm going to be the king of the court. Like, I'm going to have 20 years of pickleball under my belt. Like, I'm going to be the LeBron of pickleball.
Think it'll still be going?
Pickleball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it'll still be going. Will the kids, the youth, still be into it as much? Will the fad have passed?
No, it's not a fad.
Well, okay. I mean, for the hipsters, it sort of became
It's becoming a fad for the hipster. Yeah, people are getting younger and younger, which is great. But, you know, you can play pickleball forever.
Yeah, that's right. That's the thing. And
I always forget
pickleball existed prior to me finding out about it like 3 years ago.
That's right. Okay. I mean, you guys are still playing your tennises and your basketball.
Yep.
And I will see you there with much, much more pickleball experience. I'm waiting for you.
Oh, look at this.
I'll see you in 20 years. I'm going to practice in private. Never mention it to anybody.
Wow. All right. Five Star Friday. We love it. Thank you for all the reviews. We really, truly appreciate it. Again, especially to people that have been listening for so, so long. And we'll be doing that, like you said, the first Friday of every month as we get into the season.
It's pretty soon, actually.
If we've got them, yeah. You better get some ratings in there and reviews. We'd appreciate it. Okay, we got to take one more break. Quick break, and when we come back, rapid fire fun.
I got to get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute. But man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/nodunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/nodunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, the stream team has figured out what JD stands for. Juicy Dill.
Yeah.
That's your pickleball name. Pickleball King. Hell Juicy yeah. Dill is here. Oh, that old Juicy Dill is running these courts. Great, great nickname. All right, let's wrap up this drop podcast with some rapid fire fun. Let's do it. First one, according to The Athletic, 76ers center, reigning MVP, Joel Embiid, is reportedly finalizing a deal to endorse Skechers as the first athlete in its new basketball division. Julius Randle and Terrence Mann are also expected to sign with this shoe brand. Skechers! Yeah!
Get your shape up!
What's another random player brand partnership that you would like to see this coming season?
How about Josh Giddey pitching OxyPads? When you want to have a breakout season, but not a broken out face.
Whoa, this guy just wrote the tagline. Easy.
Wow. He's a young
Don Draper over
young
here.
Young guy.
Yeah.
You know, probably, he's what, 21 years old?
Yeah.
Nary a hair on his face, Skeets. That guy's clean shaven.
Yeah.
Gotta keep looking good out there.
Okay.
Can't be playing with acne in the NBA.
That makes sense.
Love
pitch it.
It.
What do you got, JD?
Our countryman, Dylan Brooks.
Yes.
You know, he's got a bit of a punchable face. He's a bit of a villain. I think we should try to soften up his image a little bit.
Okay.
Now, today, October 20th, marks the beginning of Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So they're premiering 42 new Christmas movies, festive movies, from now until Christmas. And I think Dylan Brooks should be the face of that. I think every time they air one, they should come in to Dylan Brooks. You know, he's sitting in an armchair by the fire, stockings hung, And he's like, hey, I'm Dylan Brooks, and welcome to Countdown to Christmas on the Hallmark Channel, you know? We're premiering 42 new festive movies from now until the big day. And then tonight we kick it off with Checking It Twice, starring Kim Mitula and Kevin McGarry. Now, this one's about a journeyman hockey player, McGarry, falling for a real estate agent, Mitula, in a career crisis when he's traded to her hometown and moves into a cottage in her hockey-loving family's backyard. Enjoy the show. Wow. And then every break you come back, he's like, wow. I can't believe that he refused to go to dinner or whatever, you know? And then the ups and downs of the Hallmark adventure. I mean, you've seen them, I'm sure. You watch them, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, I think it would be a good sort of a swerve.
Yes.
Certainly for Dylan. But I could improve his image a little bit, you know? Be the romance guy. Be the love guy. The Hallmark guy. But he's still, you know, he's still a villain on the court, and that's fine. But I'd like to see, you know, a new dimension.
Okay.
Like, let's get him three-dimensional.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Love it.
Dylan Brooks on the Hallmark Channel. Christmas movies.
42 new movies?
Yeah, that's their thing. They shoot movies all year.
Yeah.
And then they premiere them running up to Christmas, and they've done 42 this year.
Wow.
Is AI writing the scripts?
I mean, at this point, probably.
They might be, yeah.
I think they're all the same formula.
Yeah, I know.
It's just different settings.
That's a lot of new movies.
People
Christmas
love them.
Time, I'm like, Christmas, you rewatch old movies.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Nope. We got Allen Iverson on the case, writing new movies for the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, Andre Iguodala just retired.
That's what he's doing.
I'm going to go with my random player brand partnership for this coming season. I think it just makes sense for James Harden and Bay's Travel Luggage because he's moving around a lot.
Yeah.
He wants to move around a lot. It's great luggage, by the way. You know, it's pricey, but it's worth it.
Mm.
That B-E-I-S, that Bays, I think is how you say it.
B-E-I-S.
Yeah, I don't
Bays.
Know. Bays.
Wow, weird.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
It's great. I got the little Weekender bag. Mm. I mean, I bought it for Nora, but I use it. It's fantastic. You know what I love about it? It's got that lower compartment to put the shoes in.
Ah, slip-ins.
That's really good.
So smart. No, not even a slip-in, though. It's like more room. It like sort of like opens up.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just way more room.
Trapped
yeah.
Nice. Like tantrum-proof, probably, as well.
What does that mean?
You know, Harden likes to throw a tantrum. So
well, he can put all his money for the strip club in that lower compartment.
That's true, too.
Perfect. All right, next one here. Pros versus Joes is back. Yeah.
Finally.
For those that don't remember, the reality game show aired for 5 seasons between 2006 and 2010, and it pitted ordinary people with love and skill for multiple sports against famous sports athletes. Some of the athletes featured on it were Dennis Rodman, Michael Irvin, Daryl Strawberry, Bill Goldberg, many more, like 150, like basically Hall of Famers. As Joes, which pro athlete and sport would you like to challenge on the reboot here?
Well, seeing that Goldberg is in it, I kind of want to take on a professional wrestler and be like, give me the win. Just write in the win. That'll be easy.
That's a great point. You could just orchestrate it.
Yeah, all you got to do is be more charismatic than that guy. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Goldberg had a great entrance. I don't know if you can compete.
Oh, that's true.
But which sport I would like to step in the box against Randy Johnson? The big unit.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
That'd be scary, man.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
Guy was like almost 100 miles an hour. He's 6'10". Oh. And he like had that famous clip with John Kruk just sailing the ball over his head.
Oh, yeah.
Once upon a time. You've seen like a... Now that you're a big baseball fan,
yes.
Posting no bunts. Yeah. They show like the umpire cam. How do MLB players hit the ball
stupid.
Ever?
It's stupid. Like, I mean, Deion Sanders is on record saying playing baseball is way tougher than playing in the NFL.
The slow pitches.
It's like, try hitting a
they're
pitch.
They're so fast. Yeah. And they move a lot.
Yeah. It's like, just to stand in there with someone that could throw 100 miles per hour. Just feel like, I mean, you wouldn't move.
You wouldn't move.
Yeah. You would not move. Okay. Can you remind me on pros versus Joes? You obviously were taking on the athlete, but were you taking on the athlete only in their sport discipline? Or, like, could you play Randy Johnson in basketball, too? Like,
interesting.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. It would make sense that you were taking them on in their sport.
I thought it was like you were competing against a collection of Joes in their sports. So, like, you'd have to go get a rebound against Dennis Rodman and then go try and
you were competing against a collection of pros, you mean?
I thought so. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, but I don't remember.
All right. Well, JD, what's your answer for this? Which pro athlete in sport do you want to try out here?
We haven't mentioned pickleball in about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's gonna be pickleball, and I'm going to go up against Tyson McGuffin, who isn't the best in the world. Ben Johns is the best. Everybody knows that.
Yep.
But Tyson's, he's more of a, it'll be better TV, because he's just a...
He's a character.
He's a character. He's got a mullet. He's got these crazy veneers, you know, on his, like, weird teeth. Like,
okay.
It almost looks like a sketch, you know. His teeth are so big. It would be great. It would be great TV, but you mentioned that if it was, like, If you're going up against a pro in a different sport,
yeah.
So I would, if that was the case, I'd go play Dirk Nowitzki in pickleball.
Yeah, right.
He does play pickleball. He loves it. He owns the Dallas, or he's part owner of the Dallas team. But I think I could beat him. I think I could beat Dirk Nowitzki in pickleball.
Wow, no way. Really? These guys are professional athletes, man.
I know, but
they're,
he's
like,
not a
psychos. They're psychos.
Yeah. His joints are so...
Yeah, it's hard for him to
calcified.
Move.
That's true. Get him on the run, yeah. I guess. But his reach is nuts.
His reach is nuts.
I know.
Okay.
20 years from now, though.
Exactly. No chance. I'll see you there, Dirk.
I also, because I wasn't sure, I did go with an athlete in a different sport to I'd like to compete against. I would love to challenge LeBron to run a marathon.
Interesting.
Because there's been it pops up every once in a while, like, could LeBron run a marathon? Could a lot of these NBA guys, like, run a marathon, and how well would they do? Are they fast, or would they, like, no way be able to do it? It's like, I'd love to know. Like, yeah. LeBron is, like, he's a super freak athlete, even at his age. How would he do?
What's your gauge? What do you think? I mean, you've run marathons.
I honestly have no idea, like... I think it would still take him, if he's never trained for it,
right
now, tomorrow, I think it'd be very difficult. I think he would do it, but like 4 hours?
Okay, so you'd beat him for sure.
Yeah, but he'd be running like, I don't know, like, but then you're like, I don't
got
know.
Got a long stride.
That's like 9 minute miles. That's plus 9 minute miles, I think.
Yeah.
It's got a long stride.
But does he have the endurance? Like, that's 26
right,
miles.
That's a lot of miles. Anyway. Be the most boring episode of Pros versus Joes ever.
Long one.
Me just running against LeBron for 3 to 4 hours.
There we go. Zdeno Chara. That's the guy.
Yeah.
He ran one. He's a tall hockey player.
Very
right?
tall.
What was his marathon time? Never thought I would Google this.
But he also probably trained for it.
He
but,
probably trained.
Okay.
46 years old. 3 hours, 38 minutes.
That's not bad.
Yeah, he was like a 6'9" guy or something like that.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Okay. I assume, again, he probably put in months of training.
He must
I would assume he did, but okay. I'll challenge LeBron on Pros versus Joes.
I don't think I realized that every Pros versus Joes episode was titled as a question, so it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny.
Could you stop an Alexi Lalas kick?
Whoa.
Could you outrun the fastest man alive?
Not a chance.
Yeah. Could you survive a Bill Romanowski tackle?
Survive, yes. But...
All you have to do is survive.
If you stand up, you win.
Do you know we know somebody that went on Pros versus Joes?
Who?
Will Leach.
Oh, really?
Will Leach, I think back in the day, like the Spike TV days, was on.
Great days.
He maybe went on with AJ DeLorio. I'm positive Will Leach was on it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Final one here, rapid fire, that's not so rapid. The NBA and WNBA announced this week a new partnership with Peloton. League Pass games will be able to stream across Peloton devices, and Peloton will create content for NBA Fitness on the NBA app as part of their deal. So I got a weird question off of this one. What are two activities you like to do at the same time to remain sort of efficient, right? The idea you're watching games, NBA games on League Pass while you're on the Peloton, let's say bike.
Yeah.
So an example I put is like you see, and you shouldn't do this, but you see, women at times in their car driving to work while putting on their makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my example. But what are two activities you're doing at the same time?
I mean, honestly, the Peloton thing is great for me. Like, I like to do yoga during a basketball game. I don't know how that would actually work with regards to this, but combining somebody doing a sport with you doing a sport, that's great. But my answer, who doesn't listen to a podcast while doing everything? The one that always catches me, though, I listen to the Slam and Jam on the Athletic NBA show quite a bit. In their intro, they're like, whether you're flipping your flapjacks or tending your yard. I can't tell you how many times I've been listening to the podcast while I'm tending my yard, and I'm just like,
yeah, yeah.
What? Are you watching me, Schlecht?
Yeah. Good one. Yeah, podcasts and anything, really. But what do you got, JD?
I will often brush my teeth in the shower.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saves time. Have you ever done the trifecta? Brush your teeth, shower, piss.
At the same time?
Same time is a little odd.
Same time.
I mean, same shower, yes.
Right.
But exact same time?
Yeah.
No. Now, do you leave... I don't know your bathroom shower setup. Do you leave
toothpaste and toothbrush
in the shower, or it's always coming in and out? Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's an electric toothbrush.
Whoa! So you can electrocute yourself in there. Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's batteries. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay. They're designed to get wet. It's a toothbrush.
It's true.
That is a good point, actually.
I say that, but then you never know. I've actually never looked it up. It
probably says right on. Yeah. Do not use this never in the shower. All right, there it is. Rapid fire questions, rapid fire answers. Always a blast here on the Drop Podcast. We'll obviously do that every Friday when it calls for it. Thanks for joining us here all week long with all of our season preview shows, including this one, The Burning Questions. Let's hear your answers for all those cues we had earlier on in this. Alex Wong is scheduled to join us on Monday's podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. I wrote a new book about the Raptors. I'm sure we'll do a little bit of Raptors talk, but we'll talk about the NBA in general. Very funny guy, very knowledgeable guy. Obviously a producer on the Raptors show up in Canada. And can't wait to talk to Alex.
He knows ball.
About the upcoming season. That's on Monday live at 10 a.m. Eastern. Till then, Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us, and a big shout out to the stream team and everybody who said their favorite combination of activities is watching or listening to No Dunks while ignoring their work. Thank you.
Brace the weekend, people.